Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With an expert on the drum kit, we begin or bang our way into the 690th episode of Neon Jazz. That was Montreal-bred drummer, composer, and bandleader Franklin Kiermaier with the tune Unified Space-Time off his 2016 CD, Closer to the Sun. His real vault into serious attention was back in 1994 with the album Solomon's Daughter, featuring tenor saxophonist and former John Coltrane bandmate Pharoah Sanders. He is really known for his distinctive and expansive style of drumming, full of Coltrane-esque passion and spiritual focus, that has created a host of opportunities for him to perform and record with spiritual musicians from other cultures and many big names in jazz. He spent much of 2001 to 2010 in remote Himalayan regions of Nepal and India on various solitary Buddhist meditation retreats. With that in mind, we caught up with him during the summer of 2020 to talk about this calm on the planet during a virus that's been raging, the COVID world, and he had some thoughts on that.
I think people already have an increased sense of how precious it is. I think something that is startling all of us is the unprecedented nature of what's happened. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find another time in recorded history where all live music performances have been shut down.
He is mostly self-taught, but he did have some classical percussion sessions when he was 12 until 16, but he never took lessons on the drum set. Speaking of an early education, he grew up seeing legends like Dexter Gordon, Charles Mingus, Philly Joe Jones, Count Basie, Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, and that was invaluable. At 18, he started to take road trips with U.S.-based R&B bands, musicians that he had met when they played in Montreal. The next couple of years were spent at different local dives up and down the East Coast, and as they say now, the rest is history. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has always been a jazz haven for cats all over the world, right in the middle of the American map, with our iconic joints like the Mutual Musicians Foundation and the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of another week of some great jazz. Franklin found some divine inspiration from piano legend Fats Waller and many others growing up. But here he is to talk about it as we listen to Fats with the tune Us on a Bus.
When I was a little kid, I loved Fats Waller, loved Kid Ory, I loved a lot of, you know, Louis Armstrong, and of course then Gene Krupa and stuff like that.
And I'll show you how it feels, the honeymoon on wheels, with two in one seat. Slow down, Route 27 is the nearest thing to heaven I know. Speed up, start hitting 60 and my heart'll jump and thump. Oh, oh, what a bump, us on a bus, kisses intimating that we're waiting. Till it's time to light the lamps, head for tourist camps, that's us on a bus, yeah. We send the folks a while back home. Speed up, step on the gas, and as we roll and roll and roll along, let's sing a song. Us on the bus, getting up, Jake, dive bump big time. The daily driver calls all out, Niagara Falls to us on a bus, yeah. All out,
swings.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Israeli pianist and composer Guy Mentis, joined by his trio with the 2019 tune Dalb. This cat is a true citizen of the world, coming from a mixed heritage of Iraqi, Moroccan, and Polish Jews. He is based between Tel Aviv and New York and constantly on the go, having recently performed Brazil, India, Bulgaria, Switzerland, France, Germany, and many different places in the U.S. and Canada. Of course, that was before COVID. Guy is equally at home whether he's sharing the stage with jazz legends, composes for classical orchestras, collaborates with masters of traditional music, working with kids, or guesting as a soloist in a ska punk band. We talked to him about the hopeful and eventual return to that stage he loves when COVID slows down, and this is what he had to say.
I hope people just like, I think not just in music, in every part of life, the beautiful thing is that like when something is being taken away from you, you suddenly learn how to appreciate it even more if you did or even notice it, because sometimes you don't even notice what you have and you don't, so you can't appreciate it.
One of those very pivotal early experiences for him on stage was playing with the legendary drummer Jimmy Cobb. And here's Jimmy teamed up with the late Roy Hargrove with the 2019 tune, Remembering You. And as we do, listen to Guy's story.
Actually, thanks to him, I met Jimmy Cobb, because they brought Jimmy, Mr. Cobb, to Israel to play part of a jazz series. I got to play one song with him. So, I mean, it was really connecting us to the roots of the music, like, you know, taking you back to, like, study Stride, study old, you know, Bud Powell, study... to introduce me to, you know, Art Tatum, Wynton Kelly, all these musicians that maybe a lot of people start to study jazz. And
thank you.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Joe Domino, Neon Jazz. I'm so excited. My name is Amber Flutie Nash and Ms. Underwood. I hope you check out all the great things and the great music that he has playing for you guys. Check it out.
That was the talented Kansas City jazz flautist, educator, and band director, and even a band leader, Amber Underwood, with a cut off her newest 2020 CD, This Is Me, with the tune Go Get It. She has been in KC for quite some time and has had brushes with national artists. She opened for Kirk Whalum and has performed alongside a host of other cats. We asked her about what is so special about being a part of the Kansas City jazz scene. This is what she had to say.
I definitely have to say that there's a lane for everyone, I believe, and I feel like we're a family. everyone that I've came in contact. We are cheerleaders for each other. We are definitely fans of everyone. I feel like everybody's trying to progress the genre.
One of those formative teachers in her life is veteran Kansas City jazz saxophonist Doug Talley. Joined by his quartet in 2001 with the song The Buck Stops Here off the CD Kansas City Suite. As we do, listen to Amber talk about Doug.
My teacher that I had in middle school, his name is Doug Talley. He really kind of got me into taking private lessons and doing music camps. So it started there. And then my flute teacher, Dr. Judy Johnson, she really gave me the discipline that I needed to prepare me for college. At Wichita State, Dr. Frances Shelley, she was really kind of my nurturer and taking me to the next level. So this is all building the foundation classically.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Brian Cogan from Baltimore, Maryland with the BK Trio. Keep listening.
That was the veritable leader of the BK Trio, guitarist Brian, with the title track off his 2020 CD, Hidden. He's originally from Arlington, Virginia, and shares a birthday with the famed jazz guitar hero Wes Montgomery and Pink Floyd's David Gilmour. His musical exploration began at 11 and he would move on to have quite a trip in the music. His newest band, Adventure, features Greg Hotza on the Hammond B3 organ and Robert Shahid on the drums. We did catch up with Brian to talk about the world at large, and he had some post-COVID thoughts.
What I hope to realize with that when we get back to live music is that, you know, people will really want to come out and do it. I mean, it's a very scary time. I mean, they're talking about like 25% of restaurants are going to just close, you know, so it's just like this fear thing. But I don't think you're ever going to totally shut down the music, you know. So I hope to be able to like play with this group somewhere.
Kansas City just lost a gem on Valentine's Day 2021. It was famed studio engineer and veteran saxophonist Bill Crane. We just profiled him here on Neon Jazz. He was raised in Concord, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, but he called Kansas City home for quite some time. He released a new album in 2020. Here's the tune, Get Up. And as we get into it, this is Bill talking about the best part of being a musician, and we have to say thanks to Bill for all he did for the world of jazz.
When I'm playing, I feel just let go. I'm an improviser. That's what I do. If I've got the right guys playing with me who've come to understand how I play, just like any musician that's an improvising musician feels, you just love it. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm on Neon Jazz. This is Bill Crane. I play saxophone, and I play flute, and I play all kinds of things. I'm a musician, love it. I'm happy to be on Neon Jazz with Joe DiDomenico.
Led by drummer Sherry Miracle and joined by Amy Shook and Jackie Warren, that was the 3D Jazz Trio with the tune Love off their 2020 CD, Smile. We caught up with Sherry during the pandemic and asked her about some things, and she talked about these COVID times of ours.
Astounding, and just, again, kind of no words because we don't have any to know how to explain what our feelings are, besides the crippling financial problems that it's caused for so many of us musicians and entertainers and artists and other people. It's just not the emotional and mental stress of not being
able to do what you've done your entire life is very, like, surreal and Twilight Zone.
And our final track on this hour of jazz comes from the duo of saxophonists Jeff Coffin and Derek Brown with the 2021 song Up Jump off their CD Symbiosis. It's a great one, man. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that I duo and tandem with pretty well, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Man in the mic.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for a story or a suggestion. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time out there, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.